kicking off the third hour of the program. You can bring up anything you want. All you have to do is dial into the toll-free number, which is provided to you courtesy of SACL CAI. That number is 855-450-FREE. It's 1-855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Pete,
and Johnny Ray.
We're going to continue with you and your calls, but coming up, wearing steampunk gear to the airport apparently could get you arrested. We'll explain what happened, but first, Steve is on the line in North Dakota. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen. You were talking about yelling fire in a crowded theater. I wonder if any of you guys know where that comes from, that people say that.
I actually heard it was a misconception that such a statement is illicit, and, so I'm not sure if it actually is, something that would warrant someone being thrown in a cage.
I don't know where it comes from.
Yeah, and I don't have the internet right in front of me, so I can't totally verify this, but I have most of the facts, I think, committed to memory. Back during World War One, a guy was standing outside of a recruiting office. And this might have been some kind of famous guy, I'm not sure, but it was some guy was standing outside of the Army recruiting office handing out pamphlets to young men saying, don't enlist. This war is crazy. You know, there's no reason on earth why America should be involved in this. Wilson said he'd step out of the war. Stay away from these recruiters. Stay away from this war. And he was arrested under the Sedition Act. Hmm. And his case went all the way to the Supreme Court. And Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, who for some reason is regarded as this hero of the left, the progressive Democrats, really loved this guy. I have no idea why. Totally an enemy of what they claim to believe in. He said that what this man was doing was just like yelling fire in a crowded theater. And his attorney said, no, actually, it's just like standing outside of a theater that's on fire and saying, hey, that theater's on fire. But nonetheless, the guy got sentenced to prison and served for the duration of the war and about Jeez. 2 or 3 years in the Harding administration.
Wow.
Yeah.
Better to be serving time in prison than getting mustard gassed.
I suppose you're right about that.
That's true. I just thought that I would shed a little bit of light on that. And you might want to Google it because I might have some of the facts slightly wrong, but that's basically the story.
Cool, man. Thanks for sharing that tonight. Anything
sure,
else in your
no
mind,
problem.
Steve?
Nope, that's it. Thanks
Appreciate
a lot.
The call at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, so the absurd arrests didn't stop back in World War One times. They're still continuing today. And at the airport recently in Oakland, actually, Southern California man has been arrested, according to Fox News, after security officers found him wearing an unusual watch that they said could be used to make a timing device for a bomb. Jeffrey McCann, age 49, of Rancho Palos Verdes, was taken into custody Thursday night after he tried to pass through airport security with an ornate watch that had switches, wires, and fuses, according to the spokesman for the Alameda County Sheriff's Department. A bomb squad arrived within 5 minutes and determined there was no explosive materials in the watch. The checkpoint was closed while officers secured the area. McGann was taken to Santa Rita Jail in Dublin, where he was charged with possessing materials to make an explosive device. Sheriff's officials said he was still in custody Friday night and could not be reached for comment. McGann told Transportation Security Administration officials that he's an artist and the watch is art. While no actual explosives were found, McGann was carrying potentially dangerous materials and appeared to have made alterations to his boots, which are unusually large and stuffed with layers of insoles, said Nelson. Now, according to somebody who is a fan of steampunk, this guy was dressed as one would be dressed if one were a steampunk fan who wanted to wear those sorts of attributes. And, for those that are not familiar, do either of you know what steampunk is?
It is a form of fiction that incorporates sort of the 19th century age of steam power.
Yes, into now
with like technology and things like that. It's kind of an interesting mix. I actually just learned of it earlier this year and found out I have some friends that are really into it, but... Yeah, it's just creative, sort of like, attire and get-ups and sort of like I don't know. It's pretty interesting.
It doesn't necessarily have to be taking place in the 19th century, however, right?
Right.
So it's like 19th century tech in whatever world the author wants to create.
Right,
with
and Victorian style
dressing and that sort of
thing.
Mm-hmm. And there's there are interesting things. There's a certain style to there's the books. The kind of the steampunk novels, but there's also steampunk dress. There's dressing oneself that has been inspired by the ideas of steampunk. So someone with a watch with a bunch of gears in it, gears would be very kind of steampunk, as I understand it. There's so gears and actual steam power and clockwork style. I'm not a designer, so it's hard for me to really kind of talk about.
Yeah, I think there was like a Will Smith movie that a lot of folks like say was kind of steam.
Wild West.
Yeah,
I believe.
Maybe that was it. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And the what was the movie with Sean Connery with the old superheroes?
Oh, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, was that it?
I think you could call that steampunk.
I haven't seen that one, but I know that there are some video games that definitely qualify as steampunk. Any game with an airship in it, for instance, would be considered, that at least that aspect of it would probably be considered steampunk. And so this guy is basically walking into an airport wearing steampunk gear, and that's why he's been arrested and charged with this, this charge of possessing materials to make an explosive device, even though he didn't actually have materials of an explosive nature. He did not have on him or in his possession anything that could blow up. He just had a watch, which was, bizarre, and it freaked the TSA security people out, and the police, despite searching him and finding that he didn't have anything dangerous on him, despite finding that he had no bomb or actual, explosive material with which to make a bomb, decided to go ahead and charge him anyway, just because he's weird and he's different and he's 49 years old and he's wearing steampunk stuff. That's essentially what's going on here. A profile for a person named Jeffrey McCann on the website LinkedIn.com lists him as the owner and creative director of a media production company called Generator Content. He attended the Art College Center of Design in Pasadena in the 1980s, according to the website. So the guy's a designer by trade. I mean, this is, something that he's into. He's into steampunk. He made some clothes that are steampunk-like, and people are not familiar with it, so that didn't pass as an explanation, when he was in their custody.
Reminds me of the marketing push for the Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie, and the guys were putting up the electronic signs all over Boston and elsewhere, I think.
Zebler, we had him on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you can see that on our guest page at guests.freetalklive.com. We had one of the two guys.
And the out-of-touch bureaucrats who are peeing their pants over terrorists didn't know what it was. And
a flashing LED light bright board, basically, with a cartoon character created on it.
So I don't know if the guys were ticketed, charged, what happened to them.
Yeah, a lot of this could probably just be attributed to, what Austrian economists call public choice theory. Like, there's no real sort of entity where that is creating a threat or anything. So, and they have these resources, they have these agents to investigate. So, and we see this with the FBI, they create events, they infiltrate and then encourage violence and fund the acquisition of certain materials and then swoop in and try to paint this glitzy media picture that they staved off some
incidents. It look like they did something,
mm-hmm.
right?
And so this is what these, these folks, again, they have no, since it's a monopoly, they have no customers that they have to be accountable to, so they continue to grow the size and scope of their agency and their claim legitimacy, so they're going to go after more and more things. I mean, you can't even go to the airport now with, a bottle of water and things like that and go through. It's just ridiculous, these, little steps that happen, so... I mean,
none of it makes any sense. Yeah. It's all arbitrary, and people can't predict because of the arbitrary nature. You can't predict in advance what's going to happen. This guy didn't know what. I mean, he just went to the airport. He was just going to the airport dressed as he normally dresses. Man, he had his watch on that he has on every day. Had his boots on. I mean, he's just a steampunk fan.
Yeah. Speaking of steampunk, Larry Correa, the author of Monster Hunter Legion, wrote a steampunk novel called Hard Magic.
There's more coming up at 855-450-FREE.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found Web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations. Absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. We'll give you the features on the site. You can enjoy them on us over at FreeTalkLive.com. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com, to do that. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. So we're going to get right back into your calls, but I wanted to bring up an update about the steampunk guy, a guy named Jeffrey McCann, 49 years old, walks into the Oakland, California airport, attempts to go through security, is then prevented from reaching his flight by the TSA, who call the police, claiming that they believe that he has bomb-making materials because he had a watch that was a little bit unusual. And in this case, the website that I have here, San Jose Mercury News, they have an update to the story. The original story we read was from Fox News, posted a few days ago. This one was updated as of today, where apparently they had gone to court. He and his attorney had gone to court this morning with the intention of being in an arraignment. Turns out charges had been dismissed. And, of course, he didn't actually have any harmful bomb-making materials on him. He just had an unusual watch, and they do actually have a photo of the watch here. And, yes, there are fuses attached to the watch. It's got a kind of a standard clock face with an analog clock face on it. There's a toggle switch on it. It's kind of like a wrist bracelet kind of look to it. And red and black. It's got a cord hanging off. It's a very bizarre watch. But nobody was ever in danger at any point, and they decided to arrest this guy over this. Thankfully, the charges were dropped. But as, Pete, you are certainly intimately familiar, this is a common tactic of government. They will arrest folks who they don't like for doing things they don't like, even if it's not illegal. Like you with the hat on in court a little while back, I think it was last year, back in 2011.
Yep.
You wore a hat in court here in Keene, and you were taken to the ground violently. I believe a man's knee was placed on your head, and they took you to the ground. They arrested you. They put you in a cage. How long were you in that cage for?
I was there for about half a week. It was Jim Cimarellis and Matt Griffin from the Keene Police Department who did that. And I'd since talked. I haven't talked much with Matt, but talked with Jim Cimarellis a little bit. And I hope to make. I think we have more of a respect for each other, and I wouldn't anticipate that he would act in such a way in the future. And after that incident happened early 2011, I went to Manchester District and testified wearing my hat
in court.
Yep.
On the witness stand.
Yep. Wearing my cop lock hat to support a demo.
They didn't even say anything to you.
Nope.
Did they?
Nope. And then yesterday when we were up in Concord, I was asked by two different bailiffs in two different courtrooms, hey, could you take your hat off? And I just said I prefer not to. I'm not hurting anybody, and they both backed off, and they were polite, and and we had congenial conversation. So I think it's a movie.
There was one of them that even said something like, "That's not supposed to happen." Like when you told him that you were arrested previously.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
He said he's just out of he was in the military for X amount of years, and he was shocked.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. And so I was in jail that time for half a week because I didn't process. I didn't ID. I said this is ridiculous. But then when my good friend and colleague, Adamo Freeman, voiced his disdain for what the cage I was being held in during a video arraignment, he himself was kidnapped and caged. And I just felt like, both of us caged wasn't making cop lock too effective at the time. So I went ahead and processed. And then
and ultimately they dropped the charges.
Oh, they sure did. Yep.
So it was the same tactic of let's arrest somebody that we don't like, who's doing something we don't like. It's not illegal what he's doing, but we'll go ahead and pretend like it is because there's no real consequence to us unless he lawyers up and manages to get through the court system with a successful civil case.
Right.
And that's most people aren't willing to do that because most people just want it to go away. They just want to get back to their life. They don't want to have to deal with filing a countersuit to deal with, making themselves whole for their rights being violated.
Right.
So they just get away with it. Just like, I don't know, maybe this guy's going to counter sue in this case, but he missed his flight. I don't know why he was getting on an airline at that point. Maybe it was to go to a convention for steampunk. Maybe it was to go to some business meeting. He didn't get to that, so he definitely took a serious loss. I mean, even if he was just traveling for fun, he lost his free time. He lost his ability to enjoy his freedom,
right.
And it's sick.
But I'm sure a consequence of this interaction is that this individual and probably other steampunk fans are have a little less affinity for the institution of law enforcement today. And and again, these incidents will continue to happen. They'll continue to affect more people negatively. Little kids getting tasered, or grandmas getting taken to the ground, or girls getting beat up in cells and things like that until people stop being afraid and start speaking out and making these incidents transparent, because being transparent is a huge safety mechanism.
A couple interesting details here. McGann, the man in question here, was taken to jail, released after posting $150,000 bail.
Whoa.
All for having a funky-looking watch. The sheriff in this case made excuses. He said that even if McGann is truly innocent and didn't intend to harm anyone, he still thinks that McGann showed a lack of good judgment and was not being very smart in traveling with the watch. However, the attorney for McGann said that McGann has traveled with the watch before and has never been previously arrested, which speaks to the arbitrary nature of these government enforcers. You don't know what the action, what their actions are going to be in response to you, because they're all different. They all have, you know, a different way of doing their job. There's no consistency among them, and so he's traveled a bunch of times with this watch on. Why would he think this time would be any different? All of a sudden, he gets arrested and put in jail with $150,000 bail for it. So you can't predict these things and how these bureaucrats will behave in advance. Let's go to the phones to you and your thoughts. Pat is listening in Norfolk, Virginia. Hey, Pat.
Hey, man. What's going on, Mark?
Well, Mark's actually not here tonight. He's at a fireman's meeting, but we do have Pete from copblock.org and Johnny Ray with us. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing tonight?
Super.
Pretty well, thanks.
I got some breaking news out of Yeah, I think it's a place called Jarrett. It's that's where the correctional facility is at. It's I guess the guy was a sex offender, and his charges were overturned, you know, so the governor Montgomery gave him a pardon today.
So what is this? Is this Virginia news?
Yes, Virginia News out of Jarrett, Virginia.
So why did a sex offender get a pardon? What was his alleged sex offense?
I'm not so sure. I just caught the tail end of it, that he was being released tonight.
It's pretty rare that anyone will get a pardon from a governor. So I'm curious to know what was going on in that case. You said the man's name was Jarrett?
No, it was out of Jarrett, Virginia.
Okay.
That's where the correctional facility is, called Greenville Correctional Center.
Well, it's not much to go on, Pat, but appreciate your call tonight. Good luck. Maybe you can find more information for us and submit it to our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. You can find an article about it. Maybe we'll take a look at it. But thanks for the call. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, the police tried to shoot a dog during a drug raid. Oops, they shot the wrong cop instead.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprain, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring us anything that you want. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site. They are free. And those features include news updates. You can get signed up via email, we'll send you the latest information about Free Talk Live as you need to know it. In addition, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook, so you get the same info via email as you will on Twitter and Facebook. But on Twitter and Facebook, you get more than that. You'll get posts that we make during the show. Maybe it'll be observations or questions that we want to ask you, or maybe we'll just post some show prep there for you so you can see the news articles and opinion pieces and such for yourself. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us on email, Twitter, or Facebook, whichever your preference, or more than one if you like. It's all free. News.freetalklive.com. Coming up, cop shoots another cop while ostensibly trying to shoot a dog, which, of course, we know that the cops love to shoot dogs whenever they're raiding a home, or in some cases, just stopping by. They just love to shoot family dogs, so this time apparently a cop got caught accidentally, or maybe it wasn't an accident. But we'll continue, though, with your phone calls first. Leo is listening in Oregon. Leo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, man, it's time to shed the federal government. It's long, long, long overdue. We need to put our imaginations to work and restore our, I mean, when the best time, and you know, I like this this idea, the secession idea, seceding from the federal government but not from the republic. And one thing that popped into my head: what about a TSA legal fund for everybody who travels? You know, the government uses money as a lever of power against us. It's committing the crime of usury against us. And we live in a time where, you know, where usury is widespread and rampant, and it used to be a crime punishable by jail time in the beginning of our nation. So, I mean, a TSA legal fund for everybody who traveled, I mean, that's, we're a nation of business. We're entrepreneurs. We have, here, I bet there's enough good minds out there that, you know, for the millions of people that travel every day, you know, you throw in $5 a trip or $10 a trip, all of a sudden you got millions of dollars available to you when stuff like that happens. And, you know, if you had a fund that was big enough, and TSA people knew, well, first of all, they got to go. I mean, this can't be had anymore. We can't bear this anymore.
That's an interesting idea, because I've asked before on these airwaves, what do you do about the TSA? I mean, you can complain. They don't care. They're not going to listen to you. They're not going to change how they do things because you're complaining about it. You can pull out a video camera and you can record while you're at a checkpoint, which, you know, that's always a good idea. It never hurts, although I suppose they could detain you and make you miss your flight. So, you know, there's very little. You could take your clothes off. Some people have done this before.
You could vote with your dollars, right, and refuse
to
fly.
How about this fund? How about this TSA legal fund?
That's what I'm saying. It's an interesting idea, because I've asked before, and there really aren't any good answers, but that one is not a bad idea, because then maybe if something happens to you, you could get some sort of justice from this kind of legal fund,
something
in theory.
Something that became nationwide. There's commercials for it on TV. TSA legal fund, you know what I'm saying? Something that's a nationwide deal. In the process of us trying, because we have to abolish this. I mean, we have to shed. We've got a guy who can declare war without any authority at all from Congress. Somebody who has an assassination list. This is, I mean, I'm talking to you and telling you this is happening in our country, in my country.
I know.
And what are we doing? When's the best time? The best time to do it is when it's not too late. And today is that time.
I agree. People need to take action. They need to do something now rather than waiting for something else, so someone else to do it for them later. You've got to take your own future into your own hands. I tend to not want to focus on national issues because it's just too large in scope for me. That's not to say I don't support your idea. I think it's a neat idea, and I hope that you can get it off the ground. But for me, I
want
to focus more on concentrating activism in one area. I'd much rather secede rather than try to, you know, reform the TSA, because if, you know, if we can have a state secede, then they're no longer obligated to have the TSA at their airport, considering they're no longer part of the federal government. So that would immediately solve that problem.
I completely agree, and I'm all for these airports that are replacing TSA with private security.
That's barely happening anywhere.
And there's so, that's one thing you just reminded me. I wanted to call in and let people know that, you know, just because these things are going on, there are great movements too. I mean, right here in the state of Oregon, there was on the ballot in 2011 a push for a state bank. And North Dakota already has a state bank.
I don't know if I like the idea of having a bank run by the state, but...
There's certain advantages to it, and if you look at it, and if you look at the history of what... It's insulated North Dakota from recessions, and also that bank operates like a credit union, and also all of its... Everything that goes on within that bank is open to the public, which is not available to us with the private Federal Reserve. But it would take the billions of dollars that the state of Oregon is sending to Wall Street, essentially, which is madness right there. And it would put those funds would become available to the independent banks throughout Oregon. But there's other things that are going on too.
What is the role of this state bank that you're proposing exactly? Just to let people have an account, or to coin money, or what's the role of the state bank?
You can find out more about it at OregoniansForAStateBank.org, and you can also go to the functioning one that has been in existence since 1919 with the State Bank of North Dakota, and they have been recession proof since that time. And the purpose
of it is...
Well,
I don't know what it means to be recession proof, and I'm not sure how it is that a bank can do that.
In other words. Well, you saw what happened with our monies during the subprime mortgage debacle, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we were basically our bailout money was taken from us, and it was used to give out to other corrupt banks. That couldn't happen with the state bank. You know, I'm sure there's corruption possible anywhere, but I'd rather see a bank operating in the same manner as the State Bank of North Dakota is operating here in Oregon versus having the billions of dollars that is Oregon state money being sent to Wall Street and invested there, expecting a return on it.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, I asked the question, what does it do? What's the point of it? He referred me to a website. If you're pushing an idea, you should have some talking points at hand to, you know, help persuade your audience. I did pull up his website, though, here. So, OregonianSforAstateBank.org. They claim that the state bank will operate as a profitable business, but unlike private corporations, the profits belong not to shareholders and CEOs, but to the citizens of the state of Oregon. Really? Are they going to cut me a check? How does that work exactly? The state bank, they say, will partner with community banks and credit unions in making loans to Oregon businesses, farms, students, and homeowners. It will not be a competitor to local banks, but rather will partner with them to strengthen and stabilize our community banking sector. The Oregon State Bank will support the economic development of the state by increasing access to capital for businesses and farms within the state in partnership for local or with local financial institutions. And the Oregon State Bank will reduce costs paid by the state of Oregon for basic banking services and will be able to return profits beyond those necessary to accomplish the mission and continued sound operation of the OSB to the rainy day fund of the state. So basically, they want to create a bank that will be able to give loans to the state at lower interest rates than would the private banking system. And somehow it's supposed to benefit you and I.
It sounds like that could just inflate the money supply and cause people to take loans they wouldn't otherwise take and lead to bubbles. And
yeah, I don't like the idea. I mean, I support the idea of taking power away from the Federal Reserve and everything, but these guys aren't going to be coining their own money, so they're going to be using Federal Reserve notes in their state bank. It's just another, sounds to me like a proposal for another government program.
It's like communism. Every person in Oregon would be forced to have a stake in this bank.
855-450-FREE. Yeah, but would you get a return on your so-called stake in the bank? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations. Absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit web.com/radio.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Lunches!
is ready.
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts if you make the call right now to 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we will share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Pete and Johnny Ray.
Hey, if you like the show, you can help support Free Talk Live. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You will find tools there that you can utilize, flyers you can print out, banners that you can use for your website, your blog. We've got high-resolution graphics that you can take and make whatever you want out of, make your own shirts, for instance. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. And also, you can learn about how to get a free Free Talk Live bumper sticker at promote.freetalklive.com. Now, before we continue with you and your thoughts, just a few more comments about, I think it was Leo in Oregon and his suggestion about, you know, a TSA legal fund and having a state bank. You know, the state bank thing didn't really seem to be anything attractive to me. The TSA legal fund's not a bad idea, but it would take a lot of national organizing and efforts to be able to put something like that together.
I think it's a bad idea because it would externalize the costs. Like it says, hey, if us three get together and then we go, like, harass people or something, like, people have to pay into this fund, and then if we go and wrong somebody, then we don't have to pay the consequences, right?
Run that by me one more time.
I mean, wasn't his pitch that people, when they buy plane tickets, have to pay a little surcharge?
I didn't get that he was saying it would be a forced thing. Because why would that be? I mean, it wouldn't make sense for the government to implement a TSA legal fund. It sounded more to me like an insurance idea, like where you would voluntarily pay into a legal fund, like sort of like, you know, in some cases the CD Evolution Fund was supposed to be kind of like this. It never really ended up panning out because it's hard as hell to raise money from people. But the idea would be that you'd voluntarily enter into it. At least this was my impression of what he was saying.
Okay, I misunderstood.
To where, you know, if you're a member of this TSA legal fund, then if the TSA messes with you, then there's all this money instead of kind of sitting in a pool out there, which is what they used to do with the Save a Patriot Fund. I don't know if either of you are familiar with that. It ended up getting shut down by the feds after a while, but the idea was that people who weren't paying income tax would pay money into this Save a Patriot Fund, and then if the federal government came after one of the members of the Save a Patriot Fund, then that's when they would be able to, they'd have some money in stock at that moment, and also they'd be able to put out the word to all their members, like, hey, one of our members is in trouble, can you contribute some money? And so the idea is, you know, if you've got 1,000 people that are willing to, you know, contribute $100, then if the feds come in and let's say they take your home from you, then everybody in the Save a Patriot Fund would throw up the $100 that they pledged to throw up if somebody was in trouble, and then you get another home. So it was kind of like an insurance policy more than anything
else.
Must
have been effective if they were shut down.
That's what I, you know, eventually they got targeted, and it's a shame. But that doesn't mean it's a bad idea, and I think that it's a sound idea, whether we're talking about for income tax or even, like, you know, if in New Hampshire someday people want to stop paying property tax en masse, to have kind of a similar idea of property owners coming together to, you know, back one another up, if not through civil disobedience of occupying a property before the state successfully takes it, but also through the you know, the monetary support kind of aspect as well. And whether we're talking about property taxes or just, you know, again, the original idea behind CD Evolution, it's at cdevolution.org, was to help people financially bring, you know, an attorney into the picture to help somebody out that was performing civil disobedience. But unfortunately, the Liberty Movement is not exactly flush with a bunch of people with a whole lot of money to throw around, so the fundraising was very difficult. CD Evolution is still out there. It hasn't shut down exactly, but it's also at the same time not really flourishing in the way that the founders originally had envisioned for it. And I was one of those original board members on the CD Evolution Fund, as was Sam in Texas. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen. I wanted to talk about free energy and sort of the paradigm shift that would come with that technology being released to the masses, and also explain why I think it's one of probably the top two ideas that can be communicated to the audience as well as covered on the show.
Okay.
So, Ian, you had mentioned that with free energy we wouldn't have a power grid, and so, you know, that would be a nice step. But I want to take it a little bit further than that. And if you think about the ways that government controls us and keeps an eye on the people and, you know, looks for them when they're wanting to serve a warrant or something like that, one of the ways is utilities. And if I have free energy, meaning that I have some device that I've bought that doesn't require plugging in anywhere, that doesn't take batteries, that I have to recharge, it's almost free to run and I can get literally unlimited energy out of it, then I can purify my own water, I can distill my own water, I can run a trash incinerator, so I really have no need for any kind of public utility as far as delivering water to me or whatever. I can run a deep well pump. I could also turn this thing on to power my house, so clearly I'm not going to need a nationwide electric grid delivering voltage into my house. And I could also raise a tower on my property and set up a mesh node topology network like they have in Spain that's actually covering multiple cities, and I can run my own communications. So there's really also no need for this national communications network that the government uses to, you know, get our whereabouts as well as eavesdrop on our communications and phone calls and so forth.
Yeah, Sam, I'm particularly interested in the mesh nets and stuff like that. I just became familiar with them earlier this year. But could you recommend some sites or resources where folks can dig into some of the ideas that you just broached?
Boy, there was a post, I think it was William Kostrick, that brought it up to me and pointed to the network in Spain. That's the only thing I've seen on it, and I don't know the website for it, Pete. I apologize.
It's all good, man. Good
now, the mesh network, as I understand it, is something separate from the internet? It's like creating your own local wide LAN kind of thing?
In Spain, it's that, but it's also there are some people who go ahead and bridge their internet connection with it. They probably don't have the same laws or, I guess, concern about people using it for nefarious purposes, but my understanding is that they're doing both. So they have their own kind of private network as well as internet available, and they're sharing that as well.
And is it public in that anyone can access it, or are there access restrictions?
I believe it is, but, you know, to span long distances. They're using Wi-Fi right now. In this sort of free energy paradigm, it would shift to something far more effective. So today, my understanding is that it's a lot of point-to-point. So unless you're in that beam path, you're not really going to pick it up. And then once another node receives it, they might create a small area that receives it where they're at. But it's not going to cover wide swaths of the countryside or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So also, if you think about transportation, you know, if I've got a free energy device powering my vehicle, it doesn't even need to go on the roads anymore. If I want to meet my friend in 30 minutes for sushi in Tokyo, I could do that. And, you know, if you think about that paradigm, what relevance do borders have, or even countries for that matter? I mean, it all just becomes this government, I think, in this sort of shift would just be seen as these silly people running around demanding that we jump through all these hoops and fill out their forms and so forth.
Well, also, you know, patents and things like that would be out the window, wouldn't it?
Oh,
because,
yeah,
you know, anybody would be able to replicate things using 3D printers and whatever it is that's coming next after that.
And that, as far as that goes, applied to self-defense, there's already somebody who has taken a $5,000 3D printer, created a receiver for an AR-15,
mm-hmm,
printed
yep.
it out, and it works great. I think we're probably 6 months to a year away from someone uploading a fully working machine gun to the Tor network that you could download and print, put together with some metal barrels and maybe a bolt carrier or something like that. And then the government really loses its sort of firepower advantage over the people, because when you apply that to free energy, we're talking, you know, forget about using gunpowder as your accelerant. You could use an electromagnetic railgun and fire BBs at Mach 3. And what's that going to do to a Bearcat or a tank or a drone at 100,000 feet?
It would. Keen just got the Bearcat, by the way. There's news over at freekeen.com where the Bearcat anti-freedom tank has come to town now officially, and I feel safer already. Sam, thanks for the call and the vision tonight. I like, you know, like a good vision, and I appreciate hearing from you. So one other thing that I thought was really important to point out here is that, you know, as I mentioned, national organizing, setting up some anti-TSA legal fund, not really my bag, not my cup of tea, not really interested in spending energy or effort trying to do that, because I think that my energy and effort is better spent locally, where I can really have an effect on changing people's hearts and minds about the ideas of freedom. But we can all be more effective at that if we get together in the same place. And that's the idea behind the Free State Project, the activists who love liberty from all around the country and around the world, even focusing their efforts all in one place so we can be more effective through concentration. Go to freestateproject.org and join the over 13,000 people who have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire. There are already over 1,000 here, but you can get signed up and learn more at freestateproject.org. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.